I'd like to share with you on this week's parsha by Yakel, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. This week's parsha by Yakel, similar to the parsha of Truma, speaks all about the Mishkan, the tabernacle. The Rebbe's father has unbelievable pirushim, explanations in every detail of how the Mishkan was built. We're going to focus today on one interesting part of the Mishkan. There was a fence that surrounded the Mishkan from all sides. And the Torah says in this week's parsha, the dimensions of it, which we once spoke about, was 280 cubits, amos in total. But the material that was used, the Torah calls of a sheish mashazar. A sheish is linen. The Rambam says an interesting rule. Wherever it says in the Torah pishton, or the word bad, like it says in Parshas Achri, or Michne say bad, and sheish, they all mean the same thing. It all means linen. Linen comes from flax, from pishton. So it has really three names, pishton, bad, sheish. And everything has a reason why the Torah calls each one in its specific place. But in our parsha, the Torah emphasizes to call it sheish. Why is that? Explains Rabbi Levitzchak a very interesting thing, that the Mishkan symbolizes like a person. The fence that was surrounded the Mishkan, that's like a fence that a person also has to make in his own life. A person has an neshama, a holy soul, and there's sometimes evil, negative forces that could come into a person and make some a damage or wants to creep in. Lusts and desires that are not available, that shouldn't be to a person. So a person has to make a fence in his life. We find, explained Rabbi Yitzchak, that Pishton symbolizes with Givura. We find an interesting thing in the end of Parshas Bereishis with Cain and Hevel. Hevel wanted to bring a korban to the Eibishter, and it says he brought from a live animal, and from a live animal, from sheep, become tzemer, become wool. Hevel brought mipri ha'adama, it says in Medrash Tanchuma, and Rashi brings it down, he brought pishton, he brought flax. Cain, unfortunately, had this midas ha'gvur in him, and he killed Hevel. And it explains the Chassidus that that's why the law of Kalayim in Kabbalah, we don't mix wool and linen together, because that's the mixture of chesed and gvur. Tzemer is soft, you know, it's cozy, gives you warmth. That symbolizes chesed. And that was Hevel. Cain was gvur. He killed Hevel. And Pishton is symbolized with Gevurah. And that's why we don't mix it together. It's a lengthy discussion. We won't go into it now. Explain to Rabbi Yitzchak, and this is what we're going to focus on, that that's also the hint in the name Bad and also in the name Sheish. First, Bad is two letters, Beis Dalet. Beis Dalet adds up to six. That's exactly Sheish, six. But here comes the interesting thing. Why Sheish? Now, by the way, Rabbi Yitzchak, if you look it up in the sefer that we have on Parshas Truma, and Vayakel on Shmois, every single letter, Beis Dalet, why it's Gvura, I won't go into it now. It's a lengthy discussion. You can look it up. But he says a very nice thing. Why this week's Parshas, you call it Sheish Mazar. Sheish, also, in addition to meaning linen, it means also six. Why six? So he says a very nice thing. He says, if you look at all the faculties that a person has, which not only your understanding, not only your emotion, not only your action, but also even your willpower, which is called in Kabbalistic and Hasidic language, the keser. If you count all the qualities of a person, you will see that Gevura is in the center, and it's number six if you count from top to bottom, or if you count from bottoms up, in all the spheres, and in all the koiches and nefesh. Very simple calculation. Look, you have from top to bottom, goes like this, keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura. Gvura is the sixth. That's from top to bottom. Let's go from bottom up. You have like this. You have Malchus, Yesoid, Hoid, Netzach, Tiferes, Gevura. So Gevura is the sixth. Whether you go top to bottom and whether you go bottom up. Now we said before, Kayin expressed a negative force on Gevura. And in general, the Toides Chesed, we search and we hope and we strive to have Chesed kindness. But sometimes you have to have Gevura as it says in Pirkei Avos. It says, Ezehu Gibor, you know who's mighty and vigorous and has strength, HaKoivish Es Yitzroi, someone who conquers, overcomes the passions, the outside forces of his Yitzhar. The Yitzhar wants to bring outside forces and bring it into you. And this is the hint, says Rabbi Levi Yitzhak. This fence around the Mishkan symbolizes you with your neshama inside, that's the Holy Ark, etc. And you have to make a fence around you. In order to make the fence, the Torah is hinting, you need sheish. Sheish is linen, but I want to hint to you, number six, you need that gevura, that pishton, that power. Over here, it's a good thing because this you have to be very full of strength and power to overcome Yetzirah, that's called Kabbalah soil, to hold yourself strong and not let negative forces from the outside to come in. So just like the fence by the Mishkan, protected this holy place from the outside. Same thing is over here to every person. You should focus, every person should make that fence, and you should have that sheish, the sixth midah from top to bottom, from bottoms up, gevura, and you will be able to fulfill what the Mishnah says. Ezel gibor, someone who has the gevura, you will be able to overcome all the temptations that are out there, and you will protect yourself to have a life full of kedusha, like the Mishkan was. And this is the beautiful reason why the Torah in our Pasha calls it the name of Sheish.